Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Spiraza, Stefan Mihailu, the financial guys in studio for Joe Beamer today. Stefan, it's been a while. We haven't done this live in a while, so this is exciting stuff.
What is the over-under on the FCC and fines? I mean, we've got 2 hours. I mean, I want to hit that magic number. I can't believe WBEN gave us the microphones again, but you know what? We're going to be rocking and rolling for a good 2 hours. And I do want to add, breaking news, Tom Puckett just talked about, but there is a massive, massive tractor trailer appeared to be overturned on the 90. A lot of first responders on the scene. It looks as though from pictures that are coming into the WBEN newsroom that that tractor trailer is tipped over on its side. Again, lanes are closed, 90 westbound, past Pembroke. So, folks, just keep an eye out for that. I'm back in the saddle again on breaking news, Spiraza.
I know. You're back to your roots, man. Back to your roots. I haven't been in this studio, actually, too, in WBEN for a while. I miss it back here. You got the keyboards, the screens, the microphones. You got everything going on here.
And Tanner Saunders, of course, is running the show. Thank you very much beforehand to our show producer. We're going to keep the trains running on time. But it's great to be back in studio. And there's a lot of great, great things to talk about, Mike.
Yeah, I think we start with a New York topic. I guess it's national, too, because it involves Donald Trump, but a New York story because of our brave Attorney General, Tish James, back in the news with the Donald Trump saga. First off, Stefan, before we get into what's happened this week a little bit, you really can't make this up. The woman that goes after him for falsifying his property values, right? This woman, then we come to find out, falsifies her address and where she lives to get a better mortgage rate. And I can't get, the Democrat Party seems to do this all the time, Stefan, where they tell you how bad somebody is, yet they continue to do the things that they go after people like Donald Trump for.
Don't remember. Don't you remember what she said? The exact words from Tish James when it comes to prosecuting Donald Trump and so many other radical progressives who corrupted the legal system to basically politically persecute President Trump. What was the line that Tish James said? No one is above the law. That's exactly what she said. And it is despicable what they did to President Trump in lawfare. Tish James, no one is above the law. But you know what, Mike? She is learning very fast that applies to her. She is not above the law. The New York State Attorney General is not above the law. And so we're going to find out very soon, the shoe is on the other foot, of what is going to happen to her. But here's the difference, though, Mike. Here's the difference. They made this huge case about Donald Trump that, hey, he fudged the numbers on all of his mortgage applications to get a better interest rate. Lo and behold, it's exactly what Letitia James is accused of doing.
Yeah.
It's exactly what she's accused of doing. So it's okay for them to politically persecute and engage in lawfare and attack President Trump and literally abuse the justice system to eliminate a potential political opponent. Now the shoe's on the other foot, and she's going to have to answer for the very same exact things.
Well, and again, she campaigned on getting Trump. I mean, that was her whole campaign, was truly, we're going to get Trump. And that to me, you know, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, Stefan, and this is what bothers me about the Democrat Party and the Republican Party for that matter, but more of the Democrats on this one is, look, you got to do what's right for America. And this, what happened over the last 4 to 6 years or 8 years, just is so bad for our country and so bad for the future of our country. We've talked about, you and I have talked about this on our, when we used to do the podcast together, but you don't want to weaponize America. And that's what's happening. You're weaponizing government, not only just at the presidential level, but across America. And that's never going to end well, in my opinion. There's just no winning if both sides are going to do this back and forth. Now, again, she actually committed a crime here from what they've told us, allegedly, I'll say. Putting that you live in a state that is your primary residence on a mortgage application, when you're the attorney general in another state, and Stefan, you're more political than I am here, I didn't know you could live in South Carolina and then be the attorney general in New York.
When you're a Democrat, you can,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And Mike, that's a really good point that you make about kind of the ripple effect, the negative ripple effect that lawfare has when you've got one political party. And I don't care if it's Republicans, Democrats, Democrats against Republicans. It is wrong. It's un-American. But the ripple effect, and it indirectly even involves me, one of the reasons why I decided not to run for public office again, it scares and petrifies good people,
yep,
who would be phenomenal public servants from ever running for office. Because you need more private sector people. You need more citizen legislators, people who are not career politicians, who want to serve their community for a short period of time and then go back to their jobs in the private sector. It's exactly what our founding fathers wanted for the United States of America. And I'll even go to my personal example. I cannot tell you in my 9 years as Erie County Comptroller how many times the Democrats wasted their time, wasted their efforts, suing me for such garbage. It got to the point, Mike, where my wife, Ashley, was almost on a first name basis with the process servers. Yeah. And I took it with a grain of salt. I said, you know what? It's what I signed up for. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But there were protests at our house. I had to get a concealed carry permit to lawfully carry a firearm here in the People's Republic of New York. And after a while, I just said, you know what? I served for 9 years. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. And obviously, that's a much smaller scale from what President Trump has gone through. I mean, literally charged with felonies, his family going after his kids. What person in their right mind would ever run for office nowadays? And that's one of the negative ripple effects of Letitia James and the Democrats and lawfare.
They tried to kill him. I mean, it's not just arrest him, indict him, whatever. I mean, they tried to kill him. And to me, it's unbelievable that Democrats and I guess people on both sides of the aisle think this stuff is okay, right? I mean, that's what kills me about it. At what point do you wake up as a Democrat in the morning and say, wait a minute, we just went after Donald Trump. We just went after others, by the way. I mean, Lomas and I talk about this, and Glenn and I talk about this all the time. How about Bannon? Bannon, a talk show host, Stefan. What we're doing right now, they put Steve Bannon in prison for 6 months before the election. Peter Navarro's another one. It doesn't just go to politicians. It goes to people involved in politics. I've honestly said to me, myself, like, hey, are they going to come after us one day, the financial guys one day, for doing a weekly radio show that goes against what everybody in the Democrat Party thinks? We're in a blue area at times. Our county executive, Mark Poloncarz, Democrat, right? At what point, and I worry about this, do they come after us?
It's possible. And folks, we want to take a very, very short time out from this very important discussion about Letitia James, lawfare, and President Trump. Mike, you've got the phone number for people to call in?
Yes, 716-803-0930. That's the call and the text line, 716-803-0930.
If you are near the New York State Thruway near the Pembroke exit. You are more than welcome to send us a text. One more time, Mike, can you give the text number
one more time? Yes, both are the same. Call and text 716-803-0930.
We're getting texts coming in to WBEN, and of course, we're going to keep you posted on it. It's a very serious accident. We're being told from some folks who were there that there were two medic helicopters flying into the scene. It appears to be from some of the photos that at first glance might be a tractor trailer, but now reports are coming in that it could be a bus, a very serious bus accident on the 90 westbound Pembroke exit. So please feel free to give us a call and maybe fill us in on the seriousness of this accident. Folks, if you're driving and your route happens to take you anywhere near the New York State Thruway, most definitely do not. We want to help our first responders. Our first responders are dealing with a very, very serious accident right now on the 90 Pembroke exit. It appears as though a bus had turned. So if you're in that neck of the woods, please give us a call. We want to hear from you if you are near that accident. But also in the meantime, if you are driving near that area, we want to give our first responders the time and, of course, the space, and our police who are dealing with this very serious emergency on the 90. So please, if you have another route, take it. Do not hop on the thruway on the 90 near the Pembroke exit.
And real quick, New York State Police, New York State Thruway, all lanes are blocked due to the crash. So just so you know, going that way.
Even more so to folks, again, this is breaking news on WBEN, to please stay away. The 90 near the Pembroke exit, do not get on anywhere near that thruway. Go on your GPS, find a different route. As soon as more information comes into the WBEN newsroom, we'll, of course, keep you posted. But right now, we can share with you there's been a very serious accident on the 90 Pembroke exit. Traffic is closed in all directions. Helicopters are on the way from a medical perspective to help people. Law enforcement is on scene, and they're dealing with a very serious incident. So please, folks, stay away from that section of the thruway.
Okay, let's go back to the Trump conversation for a second. I think, Stefan, again, I just look back at what point do people on the left wake up and say, this is probably not, you know, the right approach forward. Democrat politicians, I will tell you, will double, triple, quadruple down on it. But at some point we have to be better in this country, right? You're not going to agree with every side. I don't agree with Democrats a lot. Democrats don't agree with Republicans a lot, but the answer cannot be indicting, prosecuting, you know, incarcerating, and then potentially trying to kill your political opponents. The fact that we've gotten there in America, I've been doing this now with the financial guys and radio 7-8 years. I never thought we'd be talking about the things we talk about now.
Well, especially trying to assassinate not once but twice President Trump. You made the point. They literally tried to kill him. On the WBEN text line, someone just typed in, trumped up charges in a kangaroo court. That's exactly what it is, a kangaroo court. And not just in the People's Republic of New York and New York State Attorney General Tish James. It was all over the country, Mike. Right. And not only the criminal charges against President Trump, but do you remember in states like Maine, even Colorado, they were trying to use the courts to keep President Trump off the ballot.
Yeah, yeah.
Off the ballot. Not even giving people a choice to vote for him. That's how insane the lawfare became, just because someone disagreed with him. Now, again, I'll go back to my time as Erie County Comptroller, and I took office in 2012. And there were Democrats who I fiercely disagree with from a political perspective. And that was okay. You know, and he is a current New York State Assemblyman. Then he was a county legislator, Pat Burke. Every blue moon, we would text each other, call each other, and say, hey, let's meet the Irish Center for a soda pop. We made the Irish Center. Our families would talk. We disagreed fundamentally politically on so many different issues. But that was okay. He's a husband. He had kids. We did. We got along incredibly well. Good people can disagree without being disagreeable, and it is sick and disturbing what they did to President Trump. And we are going to continue that conversation about President Trump, but more texts are coming in. Mike, can you give the number one more time?
Yes, 716-803-0930. That's the call and the text line, 716-803-0930. 803-0930.
And there was someone who was saying that basically it was not a tractor trailer on the night, that it was a bus. And someone else on the text line is saying that a bus had turned over, that individuals could be, it could be so serious that individuals are actually thrown from the bus and trapped on that bus right now. So folks, it is incredibly important to please stay off the 90. Very serious bus accident on the 90 at the Pembroke exit. Closed in all directions. Law enforcement is on the scene. We're being told from someone on the scene that a medical chopper is on its way and coming in and flying in. So please, folks, at all costs, avoid that section of the 90. And of course, please feel free to text us or call us. Feel free to call in to the live line and let us know exactly what is going on the 90.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to go back to, too, when you talk about the warfare, Stefan. When you look at, even go back to the January 6th committee, right? And again, I say this all the time when I talk about January 6th. I'm not condoning breaking windows, rushing a Capitol, anything like that. However, when you have a committee up there, including Adam Schiff, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, and the list goes on, and you have them actively withholding information and not giving all of the true information on what happened that day, you have people like Nancy Pelosi that just openly said, we don't want any extra police there. We don't want the National Guard there. And then they turn it on Trump to say, you see what kind of craziness he does? I mean, you can't start a fire and then blame somebody else and say, you see what they did? It's a fire starter. No, you did it. You started it.
How crazy is it, though? Okay, yes, lawfare, it was a huge victory with President Trump this week, where a court basically tossed out the excessive $500 million plus penalties in his case that was brought by the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. Huge victory, not just for Donald Trump, Mike. Huge victory for democracy. Yep. Huge victory for justice. Huge victory for law and justice.
Yep.
But think about how people hate Donald Trump so much. He is sending in the feds and the guard to Washington, D.C. Yep. to eliminate crime, to make streets safer. And they're protesting him. They're protesting him.
I can't believe, I've said this, you look at this with the border too, Stefan. I can't believe the number of people in this country complaining about having safer streets, having less drugs on the streets, having less crime on the streets. How many people are truly complaining about that and are making a big deal of it? I'm telling you right now, if that was Joe Biden or Kamala Harris that said that, they would be thrilled and thrilled about it. But because Donald Trump is doing it, can't have it.
And we are going to go right now to the WBEN live line. We do have a caller who wants to talk about lawfare, President Trump. It is Mark in Tonawanda. Mark in Tonawanda, you are live with Mike Spiraza and Stefan Mihailu on the Joe Beamer Show. Mark, good afternoon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Life is great, buddy.
I just, you know, the craziness that goes on, just like your partner was saying there about people complaining. You have a subculture in this country today. They just want to do what they want. If they want your car, they want to drag you out of it. Then they want to go in front of a judge with grandma in a nice suit. I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. And they want to walk. You literally are in a war right now. You're in a battle for sanity and a battle for the streets of this country. And it's sad that it got to this point. It really is. And I'm telling you right now, no matter what it is, things change. Companies change. People change. Things change. And when the founding fathers wrote these laws, they had no idea the kind of nitwits that would be out there today. And I'm talking from top to bottom. Now, wasn't there something this morning? John Bolton's house got raided. You know, that's all well and good. Here's the problem. There's so much wait time and so much paperwork. We want to see people get hauled off in handcuffs. We want it on the news. We want to see, because you had the ex-director of the FBI. He's sitting there jamming to Taylor Swift songs. That's the head of the FBI? What kind of numbskulls are out there?
We should take away his man card just out of principle, if he had one.
My point is, these are people at the top, and they wonder why you got the problems today. It's a disgrace. And the only way you can do this is stop the yapping, get this stuff to the Department of Justice, fast track it, and everybody will respect the law better if they see these guys hauled out their front door in handcuffs.
Mark,
go ahead.
No, I want to touch on this because I'm in the same boat as you on this, and Stefan, we may disagree a little bit on this, but Mark, I will tell you, I've been saying this for weeks now. I'm sick of hearing we have boatloads of information on the Epstein list and we're going to go after this person and we have all this information over here. I agree with you. At some point here, we have to get people in handcuffs and we have to do the perp walk at some point. Stefan, you and I may disagree on this. I'll let you touch on this in a second. I'll say one more thing, though. If we don't get some of these people taken down or prosecuted, I don't mean taken down like the left does where they try and kill you. I mean taken down and put in prison. If we don't get some of that before the midterms, I fear that you're going to have a lot of frustrated voters. And if we don't get it by the end of 4 years, I fear if the Republicans lose against Evan, you can't bring a pillow to a knife fight or a knife to a gunfight, right? And that's what we do on the Republican side, always.
And that's why the midterms are so important, because if Republicans do not retain the House of Representatives on day one, when Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House, there is no question they are going to impeach President Trump. They've been unsuccessful in the criminal courts. They've been unsuccessful in civil courts because, of course, he's the President of the United States. They threw everything at him to stop him, and it didn't work. So mark my words, we need a GOP. We desperately need a Republican House in 2026.
Yeah, I hope that we start seeing Pam Bondi do some things. And I love what Pam Bondi is doing. And when you talk about child sex offenders and things of that nature, she's done a nice job there. But things like the Epstein list, things like, Stefan, maybe we can talk later in the show because I know we're coming up on a break here. But we can talk about, you know, some of the things that we now know about the Obamas and Clintons with Trump and what they tried to do with the Russia collusion hoax. That is treason. At some point, we need to go after them for those crimes. I know we can't just look back. We have to move forward. But to fix going forward, I think we have to go back a little bit. We can talk about that a little bit later in the show. I am Mike Spiraza. I'm with Stefan Mihailo. We are the Financial Guys in for Joe Beamer. We will be right back here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All righty, welcome back. WBN, the Joe Beamer Show, Financial Guys, filling in today for Joe. Mike Spiraza, Stefan Mihailu in studio. Stefan, I'll go back to you real quick. I know we're going to go to the text line here.
And what is the number, Mike, for people to call in?
716-803-0930. That's the call-in and the text line again, 716-803-0930. I'll go back to you, Stefan.
And we do want to hear from you if you happen to be near the New York State Thruway and you have eyes on what is now developing into a major breaking news story, that a tour bus has overturned on the New York State Thruway and the Pembroke exit. Twitter account from the New York State Police basically stating all lanes are closed due to a collision involving a bus. Expect heavy delays and alternate routes of travel. We do want to hear from you. Send us a text. Call into the show. There's other public reports that are saying that are 52 people that are involved. Someone had texted in on the WBEN text line that said there were multiple people who more than likely were ejected from this bus, and emergency crews are scrambling right now. There are multiple helicopters going in, reports of first responders immediately taking victims to Children's Hospital, ECMC, that medevacs and helicopters were flown in. It is that serious of an accident on the New York State Thruway. Folks, if you happen to be in the car and you're driving in that neck of the woods and you were planning on getting on the New York State Thruway, on the highways and byways, do not go on the New York State Thruway, especially near the Depew or the Pembroke exit. Police are making a passionate plea for you not to go on the Thruway because of this very serious bus accident. One more time, Mike, the phone number, please.
Yes, 716-803-0930.
Feel free to call us if you're on the Thruway, if you have eyes on the New York State Thruway, or if you want to send us a text. Give us information. We'll talk about it on the air. But again, one more time, very serious bus tour accident.
716-803-0930 if you want to text us or join us live here on the phone line. Stefan, we'll go back to that in a minute. Real quick, I did want to mention, we talked a little bit before. Let me just pull up Twitter X here. The D.C. cleanup, we talked briefly about that, you know, Trump trying to clean up Washington, D.C. with, you know, additional resources, whether those be National Guard, more police, whatever it may be. What do you know, Stefan? It's getting better in D.C. Crime is significantly down. I can't believe it. You put actual police officers, National Guard, people that actually fight crime on the streets, and crime goes down. It's like we haven't seen this in New York City. Rudy Giuliani, right, did this same thing, and it cleaned up New York pretty quickly.
It's bananas. So I think the year Obama was definitely in office, President Obama was the president of the United States. And I remember taking my family to Washington, D.C. We did the whole congressional tour, White House tour, and all of a sudden we go back. Now, granted, that trip many years ago to Washington, D.C. was beautiful. It was wonderful. Went to the Navy Yard, saw a Nationals game. It was a beautiful city where I did not feel unsafe in any way, shape, or form. We took the train, took Ubers everywhere. I went back to D.C., and I go back on a regular basis now as part of my job. I go back to D.C. recently. Navy Yard, in this beautiful, formerly beautiful, trendy neighborhood, it looked like Beirut, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
It looked like Beirut. There were homeless tents and encampments lining up the streets of this kind of hoity-toity hotel where I was staying at. I didn't pay for it, folks. Believe me, if I'm paying for it, I'm staying at a La Quinta 2 hours away from D.C. and taking the train in because I'm frugal. My wife says I'm cheap. I'm frugal. But I could not believe the number of homeless people on the mall. I would not. Mike, you can give me a free trip to New York City, Washington, D.C., I would never take my family to Washington, D.C. No, it is Beirut.
No, it's craziness. And I'll say this too. You know, Trump is now talking about once D.C. is cleaned up, we're going to Chicago and then New York. He said that today. And honestly, Stefan, I mean, look, I would like him to come to the city of Buffalo too. Bring the National Guard. Clean everything up. That's what makes a city like New York City, for example, thrive under Rudy Giuliani and be a disaster right now, you know, under the, what was his name, de Blasio, you know, Mr. Is there a burger element to that? As he was talking about eating burgers and fries during COVID, de Blasio turned that city into a I won't say the word on the air, a blank show. And then, you know, you look at even now under Mayor, there's just crime everywhere. Cities can't thrive like that, Stefan. And to your point, even New York City, I took my family there last winter and, you know, they had said to me, hey, do you want to go on the subway and check it out? I'm like, nope, I will not be taking my family down there. You guys want to run down there for a minute? Go ahead. I will not be taking my daughter. I won't be going down there. Just not going
to
happen.
And we're going to turn right now to the WBEN text line because there are a lot of people now touching base. And Mike, I've asked you 97 times.
Yes.
Can you give that phone number one more time?
716-803-0930. That's a call and a text line, 716-803-0930.
Please let us know if you're anywhere near this very horrific and serious bus accident on the 90 near the Pembroke exit. Right now, the information we have is that a tour bus has overturned, 52 people on board. There are reports coming in the WBEN text line that individuals were tossed from this bus. They're under the bus. New York State Police has confirmed that section of the thruway is entirely shut down. And I'm going to read some of the text, Mike.
Yep.
That basically traffic is backed up as far as Rochester. Multiple ground Mercy flight vehicles are on the scene as well. We have someone with a 585 area code, Rochester, obviously, talking about the fact that they're 300, 400 yards away from the accident westbound, and they're standing still. They had not moved in an hour. Four Mercy flight helicopters minimum on the scene. And this eyewitness is telling WBEN via our text line that there's over 100 plus emergency vehicles. This is a very, very serious accident. Again, on the 90 Pembroke exit, folks, do not drive anywhere near that. Police needs your help. They need your help to not drive on the thruway and let them deal with this very, very serious accident. And also, let's go to our text board because, Mike, people are chiming in on crime in D.C. and President Trump that basically there was security everywhere. This texter from Buffalo saying many National Guard walking about, that it's improved and was very happy to see. And so another individual in the text line saying they saw basically a ton of homeless people, which, hey, there's a shock. Hey, everyone, I've got a shock for you. The Pope is Catholic and there's homeless people in Washington, D.C., and there's crime.
Yeah, and I'll say this again. This is the least shocking news of 2025, that you put police and National Guard on the ground and crime goes down. I mean, anybody with a brain knew this was going to happen, and in a good way, right? And this is the point that Donald Trump makes, Stefan, when he talks about, you know, reducing crime in this country. By the way, securing the border has worked too. I saw a stat yesterday. They've already gotten rid of like over 1.5 million illegals out of this country in just a few short 7 months. Those are big numbers, and this is what we needed to do. But to go back to that before we change topics and go to the state fair for a moment, we'll come back to that. But I can't believe people are fighting the idea of making America safer. It is mind-boggling to me that we're even having this debate.
It's bananas. I mean, look at the peace talks with President Trump, Vladimir Putin, and then, of course, bringing in Ukrainian President Zelensky to the Oval Office. You had liberals screaming, protesting that Donald Trump is trying to bring peace to a region. People are protesting these champagne socialists, these limousine liberals. They're protesting the fact that President Trump is sending in literally police and law enforcement because the localized police force, they have these radical progressives running Washington, D.C., soft on crime policies, and they're angry that President Trump is making their community safe. It blows my mind that people despise a politician so much that they will root against America. They will cheer for criminals. They will cheer for illegal immigration. They want criminals back on the street. They want hardcore criminals back on the street. They don't want offenders and violent felons in prison where they belong. They want them walking on the street. And it goes to show you that some forms of Trump derangement syndrome and extreme liberalism, it is mental illness.
I say this all the time. More people have been infected by Trump derangement syndrome than COVID ever infected people. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. Trump derangement syndrome, Stefan, it's a global issue. It's not just here. There's people across the globe that can't live their life because Donald Trump is in charge of America and the president of the United States of America. It's sad. I really do feel bad for those people. They literally cannot go about a normal day without freaking out about this man. And again, he's doing a lot of good in this country.
Don't you have friends, family, because I sure do. There's a lot of them. And it shocks me that people, once they found out like my politics and my support of President Trump, we have literally lost friends and family who won't talk to us.
No.
Because of my political, do you see that in your life?
I have that in my life too. Yeah, it's unbelievable, and it's I don't even push it on people either. It's not like I walk around and just scream Donald Trump's name everywhere I go. Like the guy, think he's a great president, but these people, I mean, let me put it this way, Stefan. This is the best example I can give. If I see somebody with a Biden bumper sticker or a Kamala Harris bumper sticker or whatever. In my mind, I'm thinking to myself, what a silly goose that guy is, that gal is. But I would never get so angry where I want to break the windows on the vehicle. Like if somebody on the left sees Trump, you know, Make America Great stickers or see somebody in a Trump hat, they hyperventilate. Like they can't handle it. It's panic.
Again, I go back to my own political and personal experiences at the local level, and obviously a much smaller level than anything that Donald Trump experiences. But when I was Erie County Comptroller, do you remember the case where there was the Buffalo police officers and there was an older protester, rabble rouser, and basically got knocked over? Right after that, I went downtown and I did a social media video and it went viral. And I was supporting the police. Yeah. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And I'll never forget getting a call from, I'm not going to list this individual's name, I'll just say he's in law enforcement and knew obviously my situation with Ashley and our kids. We're living in Hamburg at the time and said, look, you got to get your wife and kids out of your house. That's how nuts people are when it comes to having differences of opinion. And that's okay. Good people can disagree without being disagreeable. That is our founding fathers' political discourse, that we can have these disagreements and be okay with that and not get violent. Folks, we do want to go to the live line right now. So we had given the phone number out to WBEN. We want to hear from you if you are near this very serious bus accident on the New York State Thruway. Again, it's involving at least 52 people. Bus accident reports that multiple individuals have been flown by helicopter to Children's Hospital, ECMC. Thruway is shut down at the Pembroke exit. And right now, we're going to go to Ron, who is on the live line with Mike Spiraza and Stefan Mihailu, filling in for Joe Beamer. Ron, you are on live at WBEN. What can you tell us?
So I actually visually watched it happen. I was in the opposite. I was going towards Buffalo, and it happened on the eastbound side. And I literally watched it go airborne, the bus, flipped over and then kind of rolled up on its crest and then boom, right back down and landed. I personally did not see anybody ejected. I mean, it could be. I saw the front windshield of the bus was blown out and we were watching people crawl out from under the bus. What, if you're saying that there's 52 people, I probably saw in the 20 minutes that I was there, six or seven people crawl out. So the rest must have been trapped or too badly injured to crawl out. It was pretty terrible. It was pretty terrible.
Ron, are you still there? Are you in the general vicinity of this accident?
No, I literally saw it happen. Pulled over. I was going to hop out and see if I could offer help, but there were so many people trying to help that I just kind of sat there for a few minutes, and then I was able to carry on before everything was shut down. Because, like I say, it literally happened directly across from me. But it was wild. It was wild. It was like nothing I've ever seen before.
Ron, can you do us a favor? Sure. Obviously, we're on the radio, so do your best if you could. Because we're giving reports here on WBEN about this being a very serious accident. The thruway is shut down, rushing people to the hospital. First responders do not want anyone near that New York State thruway. So, Ron, do me a favor, as best as you can. Can you just describe the shock that you're going through on the other side of the thruway and what you saw when this bus flipped over?
Yeah, it was literally, as I watched it happen, the bus was seemed to be going at a high rate of speed. And actually, he was out in the left-hand lane. And like I say, I watched the bus go airborne. And literally when it landed on its roof. But it was so much velocity that the bus actually kind of tipped itself back up. And then, boom, right back down. And the craziest part for me, the most shocking part for me, was that one of the people that I saw crawl out of the bus crawled out with her baby. She had nearly a newborn baby, and she was crying hysterically. And I don't know, but I don't know who the bus was or where they were from, but the people that I saw who were screaming for help as cars passed by, and that was, like I say, when a bunch of cars stopped and popped out and helped, they seemed to be not have a ton of knowledge of the English language. So I don't know if maybe it was like a migrant bus, but I mean, that would be kind of where my opinion would lead to based off what I saw.
So, Ron, I don't know if you're the praying type. I know I am. What would you say to folks about making sure that everyone just says a prayer for these individuals on the bus based on the shocking scene that you saw, and especially for a lot of those first responders who, while other people are driving away, they're rushing in to save lives? What would you say?
Yeah, I am 1,000% the praying type like you, Stefan. And I would say that absolutely these people need you to lift them up in prayer, because from what I saw, it was absolutely tragic. And they need all the prayer they can get, both the victims and the first responders who are out there doing everything that they can, to make sure that these people are okay. They all need your prayer.
Well, we appreciate that, Ron. Thank you so much for calling in to WBEN and sharing
thank
your story,
you
and it certainly gives us a great perspective. Thank you, Ron.
All right, so I'm just going to go back quickly. Call and text line, 716-803-0930. We have a couple callers I think we'll get to on the other side of the break, Stefan, because we only have about 2 minutes left. If you want to call, you want to jump on the show, 716-803-0930. Stefan, real quick, want to tease the rest of the show here. State Fair, we're going to get to in a minute.
Yeah, if you're driving on the thruway and you're going to the State Fair, don't take the thruway to the State Fair. But this is a huge topic that we're going to talk about, Mike. And Mike, would you like to share to people why we're talking about the State Fair?
Well, we're not actually talking about the fun of the State Fair,
no.
I don't think. We're going to be talking a little bit about what people don't want at the State Fair. So I'll throw a little teaser in there, what they don't want at the State Fair. So we'll talk about that. You will be surprised, probably, with that one. We'll talk a little bit about the Pagulas later in the show and their nice yacht. And what Cracker Barrel did on their logo this week as well. We'll talk about that. I do want to tease, too, quickly, Stefan, play a little game show in hour number two. We can get the folks listening involved to call in and take guesses. Stefan, you can take a guess. I think today we'll play Who Am I? I will give you clues of a political person. You can guess. I'll say What Liberal Am I is what we'll play. What Liberal Am I? We can play that in the second hour of the show. So we'll start each segment. We'll do a couple clues and see who can call in, and we'll give you some TFG financial guys, swag, whether that be a shirt or whether that be a hat, a mug, whatever we can find, we can give you.
I need some new financial guys and WBEN swag because I'm taking the fat shot. I'm exercising. I'm eating right. So like,
times are good, man. There
I don't go. Fit into anything anymore. I have like a whole new wardrobe, but I need some free stuff from you guys. Can you do that?
I can do that.
And I think the world of the financial guys so much. I buy my insurance at Mike's Peraza.
You do. That is true. Stefan is a great client of ours. We have a lot of great clients in the local Western New York area, so thank you for all that you do. And on the financial side, and our Medicare team as well, turning 65, and the annual election period coming up at the Financial Guys. Have any questions, 833-FIN-GUYS. On the other side of the break too, Stefan, we have a couple seminars coming up at the Financial Guys, so I'll tease that as well. And a fun event Thursday, September 4th at the Financial Guys Williamsville office. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we get back. Stefan and I and the Financial Guys have a whole another hour to go. We will be right back on the Beamer Show here on WBEN. All righty. Welcome back to the Joe Beamer Show. Mike Spiraza, Stefan Mihailu, the financial guys in studio for Joe today. Stefan, I'm going to plug the text line, then we're going to go to the phone line. So we'll do both real quickly here. Call us or text us, 716-803-0930. Again, 716-803-0930. That is the call and the text line. Stefan, I'll turn it over to you. We're going to go to Mike right off the bat here.
And as Tom Puckett filled us in very well, Genesee County Fire EMS is calling this a mass casualty incident. There is a massive bus accident on the New York State Thruway at the Pembroke exit. New York State Thruway Authority and the New York State Police have reported that it is shut down. The Thruway is shut down and closed at the Pembroke exit in both directions. We just had a caller, an eyewitness, call in and say that this bus rolled over. It's on its side. Multiple reports have individuals being flown and taken to both ECMC and Children's Hospital. This is a very serious bus accident on the 90. We do have, and we're encouraging folks, if you are there, if you saw it, Mike, the number one more time, buddy?
716-803-0930.
Please call in and send us a text, even if you see anything near that. We're also hearing that there's more ambulances on the way. Emergency vehicles are still responding, and that two large school buses, someone on the WBEN text line just reported, two large school buses just arrived on the scene as well. Let's go to the phones right now. We have Mike. He is live on the air on WBEN with Mike Spiraza and Stefan Mihailu. Mike was in law enforcement and can offer some perspective on a response to this accident. Mike, you're live and on the air. How are you?
Yeah, actually, I'm a retired first lieutenant in the fire service.
So, Mike, can you give us a perspective, Mike, of what that response is?
Yeah, so a lot of people are probably unaware of how this works. Now, I happen to be working outside in a project, so we have only heard the information that some of your callers have provided, and I was not listening to the fire radios. But that being said, this being a mass casualty event, that is very distressing, because in this particular area, the worst possible time of the day for an event would be this particular moment. There is an extreme shortage of firefighters. The surrounding fire departments are in what they refer to as a mutual aid system. When they feel that they cannot handle or would basically attempt to secure the reserves of other departments and agencies, they put out mutual aid responses. So even, for example, because we're apparently working with two buses here, they try to prepare for those events. We have an airport. My fire service was on mutual aid with the airport to respond in the event of an airplane crash. We also have trains running through here, in particular the Depew, Lancaster, Cheektowaga area. And so what happens is an event during the day, there is an extreme manpower situation. And that means that when they respond to a scene, they typically send heavy-duty rescues, fire pumpers. A lot of the fire medic crews, I would say the vast majority, are not medically trained. They are trained to assist. So you have responders and EMTs within those ranks. And what that means is there's an extreme shortage of manpower. Now, I'm also hearing that they were trying to secure air services that would include Mercy Flight. We don't have multiple aircraft that can fly. So the fact that they are seeking assistance from Genesee County denotes the seriousness of what they're currently dealing with. The other thing is, and what is extremely beneficial, We typically pick up people that are members of other fire services. They will stop at scenes. We typically get a lot of LPNs, RNs that will stop to assist. And they attempt to perform what they refer to as triage. So they have to look at the seriousness of the situation. Then it has to be determined who is the most critically ill or injured. And then what that means in addition to that is with these multiple units coming in, so presumably they're probably looking at Lancaster, Bowmansville, possibly Depew, Millgrove, as they start working their way outward towards Genesee County, You have all these services trying to operate on a couple radio frequencies. So you have an incident command, and it is a veritable nightmare. And we are just ill-prepared in the context of the manpower that is available, particularly in the mornings and the afternoons.
Mike, can you do me a favor? Last question for you. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about, and again, I go back to my reporting days and seeing the extensive training that is so beneficial towards first responders like you, police, fire, ambulance. Can you stress for our listeners, Mike, how all of the training to a mass injury incident like this, how much that assists the recovery when you are on scene like this?
Yeah, I've been retired now for about, I think, 12 years. My son-in-law is still currently a captain. The issue relative to training, so for example, utilizing the jaws of life. All firemen do not work with the jaws of life. You have to go for training just to operate the jaws of life, and also what they refer to as auto extrication. So you have to go to school for that. You have to go to school for 15 weeks to go through your initial, what they would refer to as your initial firefighter training. Then there's classes if you want to become an officer. You have to take incident in command, so you have to go to school for that. If you want to be medically trained, that's another 15 to 20 weeks of medical training, and then you have to be recertified periodically. The amount of schooling and classes and time that is necessary to dedicate to the service is nearly incomprehensible. The men and women that serve our community, we owe them an incredible debt. Their families are disrupted. I couldn't tell you the number of holidays you missed, Thanksgiving dinners, birthday parties, and that would be responding at all hours of the night, because anytime you're in your jurisdiction, you are on duty. And it requires an enormous commitment. Western New York is approaching crisis levels. We cannot secure the firefighting men and women we need, and something very soon is going to have to be done via some resources and restructuring. And right now they're operating on this, what's apparently going on today, this mutual aid system. That means there's probably 10 or 12 fire service agencies that are working in unison. It takes time, it takes effort, and so for us to be able to handle a mass casualty event, it really puts these men and women in a most disadvantageous frame.
All right. We greatly appreciate you calling in. That is Mike, a first responder, giving great perspective on the incredible training that is needed. So we really do want to thank all of our first responders for answering the call, not only with this incident on the New York State Thruway bus accident, 52 people at least injured, taken to multiple hospitals. We're going to go right to the text board right now that folks are thanking the Thruway Authority, because there are signs on the Thruway that says do not get on, that it is shut off. We're also hearing, again, from our text board, the WBEN text board, that there is now major traffic backups and slowdowns on Route 5 in both directions because, Mike, everyone's hopping off the Thruway between Pembroke and Transit Road and Clarence. So basically, there's a lot of emergency vehicles that are still responding, and now traffic is being backed up on Main Street from people who are not getting on. Also, the WBEN text board saying that first responders from Elma and Holland are being dispatched. So this is a mass casualty incident right now, New York State Thruway, Pembroke exit. Reports that a bus had overturned. We had a call around the last half hour saying that he actually saw it flip over. People were exiting. Multiple people rushed to ECMC and Children's Hospital. And of course, Tom Puckett, that guy is the best in the business. He's going to have more of an update coming up at the bottom half of the hour.
All right. Again, you want to join us, 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930. Okay, Stefan, we're going to go to the State Fair for a moment here. And they tell us, well, not they tell us, our governor tells us, there's something they don't want at the State Fair.
Me?
You might be an answer as well.
Am I on a list of Kathy Hochul that says no Ukrainians or Mihailu at the State Fair?
Stefan Mihailu, not allowed here.
So here's what Kathy Hochul said. There's going to be about 1 million people of all backgrounds expected to go to the gates of New York, through the gates at the New York State Fair, excuse me, during its 13-day run. She says, we have strong protocols on our expectations. If an ICE agent arrives here, they have to show identification. They have to have a warrant or a civil arrest record, excuse me. I got to tell you, Stefan, the party of, whatever they call themselves, democracy, they hate just laws in general. They hate real laws.
And it gets worse. It gets worse, according to the New York State policy from Governor Hochul. If ICE tries to make an arrest of an illegal immigrant at the state fair, they said it is their protocol that they will call the police on ICE. Now, Mike, you just mentioned that law enforcement would be asking ICE for an ID.
Yeah.
Why aren't they asking an ID of the illegal immigrant?
This is one of the examples of anything you do in this country of importance, right? You go to open an investment account, identification. You get on a plane, identification. Buy cigarettes or beer, identification. You can't just walk around. You go to the hospital, Stefan. They don't just say, come on in. You want to go see one of the people at the hospital? Sir or ma'am, we need an ID. Right? Everywhere. To get into the country, though, walk right in. No
you know
problem.
What got me? The Erie County Democratic Committee one time, they got busted because they had some vote meeting. All their members had to show up. And they put a sign out that said, must show an ID to vote. So they require an ID to vote. But here's what's worse, though. Again, this policy at the New York State Fair. Have you been?
I've been obviously the Erie County Fair, not the New York State Fair. No,
it's different for me though because I was a young Cub reporter at WSTM in Syracuse in the 90s, and it's a big deal. The State Fair is a big deal, and I love the Erie County Fair. Kudos to the folks who just put on the Erie County Fair. We love taking the kids; it's a great time. The State Fair is an experience.
Yeah.
I had to work it, so I didn't really go to like enjoy it. I had to work it as a reporter, as a journalist. It's massive. I know Ashley's taking the kids to the State Fair. They might even be going tomorrow, Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they're going tomorrow, actually. But here's what's crazy about the New York State policy. We're reading it. It says that an ICE agent that does not provide an ID or a warrant, an ICE agent, New York State will deem them a trespasser. And they're going to call the state police on an ICE agent who wants to make an arrest of an illegal immigrant at the New York State Fair. That is Kathy Hochul's New York. She favors and fights for illegal immigrants over families across New York State. Yep. How mind-blowing is that, Mike, that New York State will call the police on the police at the New York State Fair if they want to arrest an illegal immigrant?
Yeah, I what I said earlier in the show for those that are listening, I can't believe we're talking about some of the things that we're talking about in 2025.
Isn't it bananas?
I mean, we're talking about, should men be able to shower in a woman's bathroom or woman's, changing room? No. It's simple yes or no. That would be a no. Should men compete with women? No. Not an athletic field. No, they should not. This is another one of those examples, Stefan. Should ICE be, have to show ID, but the illegal immigrant not? No. What are we even talking? I can't even believe it. It's not shocking, though. The Democrat Party and Stefan, I think we've talked about this, but they've gone completely as far left as they can go, and it's not working. These are, Trump says 90-10 issues. A lot of these issues are like 98-2 issues or 99-1 issues, right? I don't know anybody that truly thinks that women and men should be on the same soccer field or basketball court or tennis court. I don't know anybody that believes that. I don't know anybody that believes men should have free reign in a woman's bathroom. I literally don't know anybody.
Can you imagine with your daughter or mine, if you're in the bathroom with your daughter, your wife, significant other, whoever, and a guy walks in? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah. But these are the conversations we're having. You're right. But pertaining to the issue of illegal immigrants, it is just crazy that New York State, the policy they have pertaining to illegal immigration. Now, think about it, Mike. Kathy Hochul's very first executive order, her very first one out of the gate, it wasn't let's cut taxes, let's reduce government spending, let's protect our neighborhoods, let's make the subway safe. Kathy Hochul's very first executive order was cementing New York State as a sanctuary state. This is absolutely bananas in the People's Republic of New York, and you wonder why Florida real estate agents should give Kathy Hochul their real estate agent of the year.
Yeah,
because people and businesses are leaving in droves. You mentioned, Mike, great point. How many different things do you have to show an ID for?
Yeah. I mean, literally anything of importance, right? I love the argument. You don't need to show identification as a legal alien, but if the illegal alien wants to get on a plane, what do they have to show? Identification, right? Like it's so mind-boggling. And maybe worse, Stefan, and scarier is they want to just hand out IDs to these people, right? Like, you're not supposed to be here. You have no reason to be here. You came here illegally, and the Democrat Party wants to hand you an ID so you can go do whatever you want in this country. How concerning is that?
So think about it. If there is an illegal immigrant walking the grounds in the New York State Fair, who goes to the fair? Kids, families, parents, moms, children. If there is an illegal immigrant, and let's just make the argument that this is a violent criminal, a violent illegal
immigrant. Which we've seen, by the way.
Look in Washington, D.C. Yeah. All of a sudden, there was a tweet from a reporter who shot video of them taking down an illegal immigrant, pulling this person out of their car, arresting him. And the first tweet was, you know, I can't believe it, they're arresting. And of course, the subsequent tweet was, oh, by the way, he was an alleged rapist and a child abuser, and that's why they're taking him away. So think of the policy with New York State. If there is an illegal immigrant on the grounds of the New York State Fair around children and families, the state policy is ask the federal ICE agent for an ID and then ask for a warrant and then call the police if that person's trying to arrest him.
And by the way, these aren't like us just trying to scare people into thinking what's good. These are real things. It's happening across the country. We're having sexual offenders walk across that border. We did under Joe Biden, and they're walking the streets of America. Murderers walking up the streets of America. This is not like a scare tactic. It's reality. They've arrested them. They've deported them. We know this stuff. They're not just Maryland dads, as they told us they were. Trust me.
And we are winding down the last half hour of Mike Spiraza and Stefan Mihailu on WBEN Live, filling in for Joe Beamer. We do want to fill you in on some information that's coming in to the WBEN text line and more information coming into the newsroom. Now we're getting reports at Buffalo Fire Department traveling east on 33. They are responding. We're also getting reports to our text line that there are more ambulances and emergency vehicles that are heading towards this crash site, which is on the New York State Thruway, Pembroke exit, getting reports of a bus that overturned, multiple incidents and multiple people being taken to hospitals.
All right. So, Stefan, we are going to go to a break, and we have the I guess not top or bottom of the hour, but we got our news alert coming up. I do want to plug a couple things when we get back. We're going to talk more about what's going on in Pembroke here. I don't know if we're going to get the game show today. I would love to do some game show stuff on, but there's a lot going on. And we have also, I believe that's Rambo Jim on the live line. We got to get Rambo Jim on the show as well in the last segment of today's show. Folks, stay with us. We are the Financial Guys. I am Mike Spiraza. I am with Stefan Mihailu. We are filling in for the great Joe Beamer today. We got 30 minutes left or 25 minutes or so left. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on 9:30 a.m. WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment on the Joe Beamer Show today. Financial Guys filling in for Joe, Mike Sparazza, Stefan Mihailu in studio. If you want to join us, we have about 20 minutes left in the show today. Call us or text us, 716-803-0930. Stefan, real quick before I go to you with an update on the tragic accident on the thruway here, the New York State Thruway. The Financial Guys hosting some upcoming events at our Williamsville and our Rochester offices. Social Security Optimization Seminar, one in Rochester, September 16th at our Rochester office, and one at our Buffalo headquarters, September 17th. That is at 305 Spindrift in Williamsville, New York, and a Medicare seminar in our Buffalo office, September 24th. It is almost open enrollment or annual election time for those on Medicare. Call the Financial Guys, 833-FIN-GUYS. One last thing, Stefan, I'm going to turn over to you. The inaugural Financial Guys Cruise Car Show, September 4th at our Williamsville office. That is at 5 to 9 p.m. Some food and music. Bring your favorite car, your classic car, your hot rod, whatever it may be, to the Financial Guys office September 4th. Everything the Financial Guys do, financialguys.com, or go for these events on financialguys.com/events. All right, Stefan, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
And you are listening live on WBEN. Stefan Mihailu, Mike Sparazza. Coming up next will be Joe Beamer. He is on at 3 o'clock. Do not turn this dial. If you're listening on the radio, if you're listening online, there is a very serious and now being described as a very tragic bus accident on the New York State Thruway. New York Governor Kathy Hochul calling it a tragic bus accident that she's been briefed with the New York State Police. Others are calling this in local media a deadly crash. There is a very serious bus accident on the 90 at Pembroke, exit 48A. Mike had mentioned the phone number to call in. We want to hear from you if you are stuck on the New York State Thruway, if you witness this accident, or send us a text. And Mike, I know I've asked you 1,000 times, but one more time, the number, buddy?
716-803-0930. Again, that's a call and a text line, 716-803-0930.
Well, we know right now, individuals are texting us that Route 33 East now, there's a 10-mile backup from Corfu towards Buffalo. Our text line is saying that multiple fire companies, multiple first responders from all over the Western New York region, from Elma to Buffalo, are going in and responding to this tragic and now deadly bus crash on the 90. One caller into WBEN had said he was a witness to this tragic and now deadly crash, that this bus had flipped over right at the Pembroke exit at Route 48A. We do know that multiple individuals, multiple victims, are being transported to Children's Hospital in Buffalo, and they're being taken to the trauma center, ECMC, which they have numerous numerous training in. That is the trauma center in all of the region, ECMC, and many individuals are now being taken there. It is being described by the New York State Police as a deadly accident, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul calling it a tragic accident. If you happen to be in your car right now listening to WBEN, you want to stay as far away from this area as possible. Again, Pembroke is route or exit 48A on the New York State Thruway. The New York State Thruway Authority has reported they are shutting down and have shut down their thruway in both directions near the Pembroke exit. Your best shot is trying to not get on the New York State Thruway and take any alternate route if you absolutely have to drive in that area. Folks, you want to give first responders the best possible scenario where they're not dealing with traffic backup so that they can focus on treating the injured and transporting the victims to local hospital. Again, a major, serious, tragic, and now deadly accident on the New York State Thruway involving a bus, an eyewitness calling into WBEN that bus slipped over multiple times, and there are numerous individuals being treated for their injuries, serious injuries, and of course, sadly and tragically, it is being now described as a deadly bus accident. If you are in traffic, if you are an eyewitness, if you have information that can help put some perspective on this horrible accident, please call into the WBEN live line, send us a text, keep us posted, and we will share the most recent information when it comes to this accident. Very soon, just want to let Tanner, our producer, know that someone from the New York State Police is going to be calling in very shortly to give us an update on this tragic bus accident. And Mike, it also, before we go to this individual from the New York State Police who is scheduled to call in to WBEN, whether it's on our time right now or whether it's next with Joe Beamer on his show, because he is going to be taking over for us at 3 o'clock. So please stay tuned to WBEN. Joe Beamer is going to be on at 3 o'clock. You got one of the best in the business of breaking news in Tom Puckett. He's going to have the latest information, and we will make sure that we bring you all of that information as best as possible when it comes to this tragic, and now, very sadly, it is being reported as a deadly bus crash on the New York State Thruway. More texts are coming in. End of the traffic backup line over the bridge. Two medical helicopters flying over. And then Newstead Road, one of the overpasses, it is jam-packed. Right now on the WBN Live Line, we have Jim O'Callaghan from the New York State Police Department. Trooper O'Callaghan, can you give us some perspective? First and foremost, you're live on the air right now. Mike Spiraza, Stefan Mihailu. Trooper O'Callaghan, thank you very much for joining us. What is the latest on this deadly bus crash?
So it's an unfortunate collision on the 90. We have a bus that was headed eastbound from Niagara Falls to New York City. It's a tour bus, a lot of occupants, over 50 occupants on the bus. And for what we're looking into, reasons, the bus went into the median between lanes, overcorrected, overturning, rolling, and then came to rest on the south side of the shoulder. Be the, you know, if you're in the driving lane, it'd be the right side, right shoulder, on its passenger side. Now, we have multiple fatalities, including children. We have multiple injuries, multiple people ejected from the bus during the rollover. And obviously, we have people that were on the bus that have injuries here, not as significant, but still injured. I would say at this point in time, most people, if not all people, have some sort of injury from this collision. And it's just a matter of severity. We still believe that there are multiple entrapments, and we have a numerous amount of medical, EMS crews, police, not only just state police, Genesee County Sheriff's Office. We have state fire. We have Buffalo Fire Department coming down, because the thing is, we have this scene here, extremely tragic. It's constantly moving. You're right. I just heard you talking about the backup and the helicopters coming in. We have multiple ambulances coming in. We're diverting a lot of our injured to either Strong Memorial Hospital or Erie County Medical Center by flight or by ambulance. And like I said, this is a constant scene. We have a lot of first responders working in and around the area, the incident area, which would be the tour bus. And you know, we have this scene, but also a lot of people don't realize we have a second scene. It's the backed up traffic you're talking about. We have, you know, families, kids, people sitting in their cars for miles, unknown what to do, unknown maybe even why they're sitting for so long. So we have troopers and UTVs and different assets going up and down the thruway to make sure everyone has water, has what they need. The tractor trailers aren't as big as a worry. Obviously, we're going to get them out of their event probably last because they usually have the things that they could, you know, utilize within their, you know, cabins and things like that, food, water, different pieces of equipment that is sustained for a long period of time. But right now, our secondary is getting the traffic cleared up so those families can move on. But if you're coming down the 90 east or west, it's going to be a full closure at this time.
And we are live now with Jim O'Callaghan from the New York State Police. Trooper, can you tell us what is the current situation when it comes to the closure of the New York State Thruway, and how long do you anticipate it being closed for the rest of the night so you can respond to this accident?
So we're working closely with the New York State Thruway Authority. I would say the 90 eastbound right before the Pembroke exit, that will be closed for the rest of the day, possibly even through the night, depending on how fast, you know, it's all dependent on, do we have everybody? We're getting a list from the tour company of everyone that was occupied on that bus. So we have a tally of every single person's accounted for. We're going to have to go through that. Obviously, forensic identification unit, collision reconstruction, our commercial vehicle enforcement unit are all going to be working in this scene. We have a lot of drones up with our collision reconstruction. This is going to be a lockdown for, I would at least say, till today, possibly even tomorrow morning. Now, whether or not they open up the westbound 90 is another story, but at least the eastbound 90 will be closed for a long period of time.
Jim, real quick question. I'm sorry if you said this before. I just want to make sure I understood. So it was obviously involving the bus. Were there any other vehicles involved in this accident?
No, that's a great question. This is no other vehicles. It's a one-vehicle collision. Like I said, we're looking into why the bus lost control. We're looking into possibilities. The bus company we're working with, they're working great. We're not giving out the name of the tour company, but they were headed from Niagara Falls to New York City. A lot of the occupants either speak Chinese, Indian, or Philippine. So we, you know, there's obviously a language thing. We have, you know, people coming in to assist with that language barrier. We luckily, with the technology we have, you know, some sort of Google Assist or Google Translate to get kind of the immediate people some to get away from that language barrier on their injuries. But like I said, this is a constantly moving scene. We have a lot of assets here. It's going to be closed for a long time. And as this progresses, maybe an hour, 2-3 hours from now, when we have a better idea of how many people were on the bus, is everyone accounted for, and are they removed from the area, we'll more than likely do some sort of press conference. You have to be determined. It's just a matter of getting that information to the public. But it's also going to take some time, understandably. This is a large scene with a lot of people, and unfortunately, with multiple fatalities, including children.
And sorry, one more question, too, again, to just to clear up what you said. Was this from Niagara Falls, Canada, or Niagara Falls, New York?
You know, that's a great question. They told me Niagara Falls, but they didn't tell me which side. I don't have an answer for that. I would just say Niagara Falls at this time. Obviously, that's something that we'll look into when we do a more in-depth press conference. But right now, Niagara Falls area.
Trooper, this is Stefan Mihailu. Can you talk about the fact, and pardon my ignorance, does a bus like this either require or have seatbelts on it for the passengers?
Yes, there would be seatbelts on it for the passengers. But like I said, it's up to the passenger to put the seatbelt on. A lot of times these big buses, these big tour buses, people, depending on, I mean, they're going from Niagara Falls to New York City. It's a long run. May use the bathroom on there if there's a bathroom equipped, but typically, yes, there are seatbelts. But again, it's up to the user to use the seatbelts. Very tragic incident. I'm, you know, walking around the scene, I see a lot of people injured, a lot of people cuts, abrasions, young kids, old, you know, people that are elderly. So it's a very... it's a sad scene, to be real honest. But like I said, New York State Police, we actually train for something like this. We have the Bills, we have the Sabres, we have the 90 cutting through Buffalo, we have the 190 cutting through Buffalo, the 90. So with the amount of traffic that we get, we actually train for things like this, from multi-casualty collision on the thruway. We have these blizzards that pop up, it seems, more and more. So we have the assets, we have the command staff, and we have the resources to deal with this as fast and efficiently as we can.
Trooper, what can you tell us about the seriousness of this accident when it comes to fatalities? Because we do know that individuals are taken to ECMC, to Children's Hospital. Do we have, is it too early pertaining to either a number? Is this a mass casualty, mass fatality incident? What can you tell us about that, sir?
We're looking at least over three fatalities at this time, and it depends on, we still have unaccounted, you know, victims, possible victims on this tour bus, so they could potentially be more fatalities, but we won't have the total until we have accounted for everybody at the scene, entrapped or otherwise. And like I said, I mean, losing any life is not a good day. And when we're talking about multiple, you know, this could be anywhere from three to who knows. But again, these are families that are going to, you know, live with this the rest of their lives. So it's very unfortunate. But like I said, we have the best of the best. We have almost every fire department in the area, state, local, county. Everyone's here helping as best they can, and we're gonna get the job done. But it's not an easy task, and obviously seeing what we're seeing out here, and it's difficult, definitely difficult.
Trooper, real quick, in terms of the bus as it sits right now, are people still trapped? Are there still people inside the bus, around the bus? I mean, how does this all work now, where when you're getting people out of there, obviously there's a sense of urgency on what you're doing. The people that have gotten out of the bus, are they staying there? Do they go somewhere else? Does everybody get treatment?
Everyone gets treatment. Everyone's mm-hmm. going to be accounted for as we go through the checklist of who is on the bus. Who, you know, that's why they take a lot of information when you book these tours, you know, your name, your information, your address. We're going through all of that information. We have actually what would be a normal, you know, the yellow school bus. We have that here to kind of take people from this area that were on that bus to seek treatment. But like I said, I would say almost everyone on this has some sort of scratch, abrasion, some sort of injury. We, all of the above, to answer your question, yes, we have people still trapped inside. We have people trapped around the bus, under the bus, and that is what our emergency crews are working on right now. We're trying to find and locate every single person. But yes, we have a lot of entrapments. A lot of people were ejected from the bus as it rolled, and the bus is now laying on the south side of the 90 in the ditch as it slopes down on the passenger side of the bus with a heavy amount of damage.
This is New York State Trooper Jim O'Callaghan on with Mike Spiraza and Stefan Mihailu on WBEN. Trooper O'Callaghan, this is Stefan. So can you talk about the challenges that first responders are facing right now when it comes to individuals who are still trapped either under the bus or who are still in the bus? What are the challenges that first responders are facing right now?
So the challenges we're facing right now, we have heavy wreckers, and obviously being a full-size tour bus with extensive damage, how are people trapped? Where are they trapped? Can we lift that bus? Do we have a lot of medical here? Once that bus is removed from that, you know, being on that person or however that looks, do we make the injuries more significant? And these are the things that are, you know, going through all the first responders. They train for this, but when, you know, training meets reality, sometimes that's a whole different element. We train, but, you know, when it really happens, it sometimes is more difficult than you would anticipate. So right now, that's what they're working on. They have heavy wreckers, you know, slightly trying to move or coerce the heavy wrecker to lift that bus. Sorry about that. We have to move our car. We have a lot of things going on up here. They're trying to lift that bus, but like I said, it becomes where we don't want a first responder getting into a situation where it is also dangerous for them. We have to be mindful of the safety of the first responders and the EMS crews and things like that. But we want to make sure we get in there and get the people who need help the help that they need.
Yeah, Trooper, you talk about training, and you know, you can do as much as you want, and when you said it, like, it comes into reality. I mean, how do you train for something to this magnitude, though? Because, again, training is great, and there's a lot of great training, I'm sure, for a lot of different things. But this just seems to be one of those things where it's almost hard to even plan or train if this ever would have happened, right?
It is. A lot of the EMS and a lot of troopers and a lot of, you know, local law enforcement agencies that are here go day in, day to calls. It might be a residence, might be a car collision somewhere else, a fatal collision somewhere else. And it's the same thing, but on a very smaller scale. So they'll deal with one particular thing at a time or two particular things at a time, depending on the injuries or the casualties at a different situation. But what happens is when you get something of this magnitude, 50-plus people on a tour bus with extensive injuries, fatalities, and entrapments, you have to basically, like I said, you train for this, but it's not like you haven't seen certain things before. It's just a matter of doing everything in the right steps. Take care of the people who are alive and walking. Take care of the people who are significantly injured or need possible airlift. And that's a whole triage. A lot of these departments will do these significant trainings with triage and things like that. It definitely helps having two major sports teams here. Like I said, we have the 90, the 190, we have Buffalo. So a lot of different consolidated trainings with first responders, EMS, law enforcement. And that training comes as part of a huge factor when you get something like this. We have the Buffalo Airport. You know, everyone remembers the, you know, plane collision with that. And it's, you hate when these things happen, but you have to train for them because you never know what could happen. And it's basically utilizing the training and the things that you've seen over the course of your career. And, you know, if you're newer at this, you're going to learn and you're going to, you know, take it all in as you go through an experience like this as a young EMS worker or a young trooper or a young officer who is at a scene like this. But everything, you know, is a learning, a building block. And some of your guys that have been doing this for 20 or 30 years know exactly what to do at a situation like this, and it really helps. That's where having a command staff and having the right people at the right place makes a huge difference with an incident like this.
And we certainly thank you, and God bless you and all first responders. That's New York State Trooper Jim O'Callaghan filling us in on WBEN of this now deadly bus crash on the New York State Thruway. For Mike Spiraza, I'm Stefan Mihailu.
Yes, Rambo Jim, I'm sorry we didn't get to you today. A lot of craziness going on here, so we will hopefully get you on the Financial Guys show very soon.
Joe Beamer is up next, and stay tuned to this late breaking news right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.